Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Masterpiece Live Conference Call Network. Tonight, there's three of us online, and myself and Sonia Hoggins from Masterpiece Life, my dear friend Franco Di Nicola from FrancoDiNicola.com, and my other dear friend Sifu James Fu from JamesFu.ca. And we're all lined together because tonight is a preview call for our annual summer retreat, which is taking place in June. And this year, the retreat is called Creating a New World Template. And the reason why we picked this is because when we were having a conversation about what we can best assist everybody with, we really felt that in the transitions that need to come about, that when you have an inner template, sort of like your own guiding system, call it like a GPS, then whatever happens or whatever seems to be happening in the external world, then you have a sense of guidance of where you need to go in your journey in life. So that is what the retreat that we're hosting in June 2015 here in Toronto, Canada, and it's June 12th, 13th, and 14th. So this is a preview call for that, but also to give you some information that even if you can't make it to the retreat, which we would love for you to come, that just by listening to the night's call, you can be assisted with going forward in these times of great change. So with that, once again, welcome, Franco, and welcome, James.
Hello, everybody. It's great to be together again and to have the opportunity to play some more, and it's always exciting when I have James Fu to play with, too. So the three of us and all the beautiful souls that are playing with us, too, at the same time that are on the call and are going to be on the call or listen to the replay. So thank you for all are coming together and making this an amazing experience again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And James?
Yeah, just let's have fun together.
Yes. It's interesting because when you do these calls with three people, you know, when you're sitting beside each other, there's so much eye and body communication that goes on so you know which person to talk next. But when you're on the phone, you don't get that. So if we end up talking over each other, that's just the way it goes. All right, everybody. But so as I had said in our brief introduction, usually every year we host an annual retreat. And this year we picked building an inner template to assist you to go forward, to assist all of us, really. Because what happens is we go back to everything is a ripple effect, right? Everything is when one person starts it, then others can continue. Or as Sifu James says, seeing is believing. So as we create this inner template, or we actually as we unravel it for you, because we already have it within us, then that makes it more possible for more and more people to be able to also tune into this guiding system, and that's what we are creating for you on the beautiful Kingsbridge Conference Center grounds. It's actually a 5-star. It was designed as a resort. So it's beautiful grounds. It's a beautiful hotel. And because of Franco's communication and connection with the Kingsbridge Center, we were able to get incredible prices for being there. I know that when I had looked at Kingsbridge for some retreats I was hosting about 6 years ago, it started at about $250 a night just for the hotel stay, let alone the food and everything else. So we're really excited to be able to partner with Kingsbridge, to be able to use Kingsbridge to put this together. For those of you that are listening on the webcast, you'll notice that on the right, pardon me, on the left-hand side, there's a little button where you can click to get more retreat information. You can also go to any one of our sites, masterpiecelife.com, francodinicola.com, and jamesfu.ca, and you'll all see on the right-hand column where there's a little box with blue artwork of for the Creating a New World Template Retreat. So that's how you can access that so that you can get more information and how you can register. So why don't we look at when we picked this specific topic for the retreat, as we said, it was to assist us all going forward. As our, most of our listeners know, we've already started with the 5D energies that are coming in to assist the planet, And as the planet changes, then so shall we, because this is our home, and we're surrounded by that vibration. And so why don't we first check in with Franco? And I know we had a conversation a while back and briefly this morning about what can we best assist people with tonight in knowing how to create this template within themselves and how to access it.
Well, are you going to pick on me first?
Yeah, I'm going to pick on you first.
James is going to go first and take care
well,
of it.
Well, actually, what we talked about, people, and where we're going with this is that it really is two parts. And not only accessing this inner template, but also something that Sifu James Fu is excellent at is teaching you how to access healing within yourself. And that's also a big part of what we will be doing at the retreat is connecting you and showing you how to remember the powers that you have to heal yourself and to assist. Well, and healing is such an odd word, but to
adjust.
To adjust or
your
to
experience.
Assist. Exactly.
From one experience to another. It's just all you're doing. And, to add something to that, there's a misconception, a huge misconception in the spiritual world and all, even in your 3D world, you know, where people have to heal, you know, and there's something wrong with someone. In actual fact, I mean, everything is an experience, and I've said that many times. However, the experience is matched, designed, orchestrated. It is tuned to give us a very specific experience to create an opportunity for us to really emerge through it and to experience it and then shift from it. But it's not about, you know, the idea, like we were saying earlier, that, you know, it's negative thoughts or, you know, how we abuse ourselves or what we do that creates what we call illness, discomfort, or anything of that nature. Depending on our state of consciousness, what we're playing with, we're going to create the environment to support us. And the environment may be as far as whatever interactions are with one another. The environment may relate to the different scenarios and things that we play in our life stream, you know, work, whatever it is, but it also may play out in your physical expression and experiencing, and also your mental processing and experiencing and so forth. Now, like you were saying, you know, the energies of the planet, yes, are being encoded for fifth dimensional consciousness. What is that going to do to us? Well, in essence, what's happening, the planet is a playground in the schoolyard. It is mind-created in a way, but we won't get into those details. But the thing is, here's the playground. The playground is now being upgraded, but it doesn't matter how much the playground is upgraded. It's really the playmates, so the ones that are on the playground that could actually make the experience on the playground different. So even though the energies are supportive as we go along for more of a fifth dimensional consciousness, but it's still ultimately up to each individual how they choose to experience their life here, if they want to still play in the 3D or beyond that. But even what happens is because of the fact that things are upgrading energetically and otherwise, it's actually creating anything of a 3D really just to be agitated, brought up to the surface so that we can actually look at it and really utilize it fully, and then it shifts, right? So, you know, when we're talking about creating a template, right, like you said, the template is already existing within us. It's already encoded. It was encoded before we came here. It was encoded in the human consciousness and the human genetic code and also DNA a very long time from the day of creation, that we had a template of operation. Yes, we've created alternate programs on top of it and you know, have experienced something different. But again, it's all in absolute perfection because we decided to adventure into that other direction. And as I said before, there is no right or wrong or good or bad choice we make or direction or path. Because one of the things we were talking about too, Antonia, was that, you know, people now are into this bandwagon, we need to heal, we need to fix, we need to move on and let go, and you know, and also, like you were saying, Antonia, you know, we get caught up in the laws of attraction and all that stuff, right? And it becomes a bit of a distraction. I mean, there's a purpose behind that too, but in essence, you know, we get caught up in all of that. But, you know, when you really look at it, your environment, your world, everything else is just really there as your stage that you're creating within yourself. So what we're doing is reactivating the template within ourselves, where we're a natural design, where we become very fluid, very open. So we're no longer bound by what we've adopted as part of our experience. We can still see it. We can filter through it. We can play with it. But you're no longer streaming through it, because whatever we've adopted was created in different states of consciousness and different frequencies, not only frequencies of the playground, but frequency of the galaxy and the universe. So in essence, you know, they were created at a time when things were aligned differently. Now, we can continue to utilize it for a period of time because, in essence, there is stuff that we needed to experience that requires that. So we're going to go through it and enjoy the experience, which most people don't do, is enjoy the experience. But in essence, what we're doing now is, with the template being activated, you become much more open with the playfulness, the lightness, and the way that you maneuver your reality and you maneuver, you know, the reflection on the outside world and how everything interacts with you. And so there's a realignment that is now going into a more natural design, which, you know, and the design was there because we had designed it for us to go down a certain particular path. And when I say us, I'm talking about the human race, because each race from other planets all have a certain template that they work through. And each one is orchestrated and designed to be a part of the whole. And each playground is tuned for that, and each physicality that embodies or lives on those or projects itself and experiences itself in those planets are all part and parcel of it, the same way we're here on planet Earth, right? So we've taken on this physicality. We're in this playground, and the playground, of course, is being upgraded, like every playground on the planet in the universe, and the universes are being upgraded. Ours is a little bit more noticeable, but here we are. So the purpose of us getting together with the retreat is for us to venture in to express and experience and get into the playfulness and lightness of that template to really start to experience. And this is what James Fu will talk about shortly, is how we will work together to actually energetically attune to that template. So it's actually reigniting it, re-energizing it, and basically launching it to become more. And it's always working in the background, very subdued, but in essence, it's bringing it up to the surface. So what happens with that, you know, even the focus of clearing starts to shift, because in essence, what happens is when you're going out to experience life with this template, with this part of you reactivated, you see everything for what it is. It is a creation. It is an opportunity. It's an adventure. It's an opportunity for you to experience whatever we choose to experience and grow along with it. And the focus of clearing will not be that I have something wrong with me or that I've adopted something that is not serving me and I need to move out of it. It's more like, let's go in and experience it, play for it with it completely, and then it no longer serves, and of course it automatically transforms. So once you're done with something, even the whole idea of letting go becomes much more fluid and easy, because in essence, it's like this: I don't need this any longer, and it's not a judgment call in the sense of I don't need this anymore and I'm tired of it or anything of that nature. No, you're just saying, I'm fully done with this. I really don't have this need to experience this any longer. And it would just be like a knowing. It's like anything that you've experienced in your life in the past. Everybody's had, I'm sure, has had this experience. You do something because you enjoy it for a period of time. Maybe some things you don't enjoy. You come to a time and say, you know, I really don't want to do this any longer. And all of a sudden you go away from doing whatever you were doing, maybe relating with certain friends or maybe having certain things that you like to do, sports, whatever it was, you know, whatever you may have enjoyed or felt fulfilled with, or just doing it for the sake of doing it to gain something from it. But it comes to a point where it no longer. So it's the same thing with anything and everything that we're going through with this transformation. So really what's happening is we're getting the opportunity to feel all the rest of the 3D stuff that we feel that we need to play with, and then we just start to upgrade along the way. It's very natural, and when you're utilizing the template, when you're using that part of it, it becomes much easier. So, for example, if you trigger something within yourself, you're not being sucked into it to the degree that you were before. You basically see it, and it's like a slide opens up for you. And at the bottom of the slide is a lot of mud, okay? And instead of dreading that you're going to slide down and land in the mud, you're going to get on the slide and say, I'm going to go right in there, and I'm going to just go play in that mud, okay? So when you're sliding right down and you get into the mud, you, instead of beating yourself up, feeling upset or anything of that, look, here I am back in the mud, you're going to enjoy that mud. But at a point in time, you're going to feel, okay, I'm done with the mud, so you're going to easily get up, and it's not a judgment. You're not going to even look at yourself and say, oh, look at stupid me, look at what I did. It's sort of like, wow, look at me, I'm all full of mud. Fantastic, I enjoyed that. Look, it feels really good on my skin, my clothes are all there. I'm going to go hose down now and just go out and do something else. That becomes much more pleasurable, and it's easy to shift from one to the other because basically you've done that. So with this part activated within yourself, you are more open to whatever's coming out. You have no you supersede the whole idea of that I need to judge myself, compare myself, or that I need to condemn myself for whatever I may have made choices, right? But the choices are whatever they are. The choices were perfect anyway. So it's not about running away, feeling that you need to heal, that you need to. Even emotions are not in the process of healing. Basically, an emotion is something that we have created within our experience that we are utilizing every facet of our physical expression and experience so that you really feel the intensity of it. Really, it's an emotional an emotion is a physical expression of whatever story, program, whatever else that you've adopted to utilize for a particular experience. And it just intensifies it. It gives you the whole body feel, the whole body experience. And this is why it's so entertaining for many beings that don't have that full capacity to do so. It's because, wow, it's not we live only in the mind, which in a way we do, but you're embodying every facet of the physicality at the same time. So the physicality becomes part of the whole experience. So you feel it on every aspect of it, to the point you alter the way your functionality of your organs and everything else, which accentuates certain experiences within yourself. So that's how beautiful it is that we can do all of that within this physical form. So if that comes up, I mean, that's great. Let's go on and play with this thing. Let's go full out. But when you're get to the point where you've finished that part of that expression, it's great. Now we're going to shift and have a different expression. But you're never going to go into it and say, wow, why did I go there? Because this is one of the biggest obstacles we have, and this is why by getting into this part of the template, you can see your past as just an adventure that you walk through, is a series of movies, series of experiences, and you have no judgment about it. Not only do you have no judgment about it, you can actually look back and enjoy the past experience of just observing it and then moving forward. It's not that you want to live there any longer, because you're going to find that you're not going to be as drawn to live in that state, because your mindset is different, your energy is different, your consciousness is different, and basically you're being surrounded by a completely different energy, which may not feel as comfortable. I mean, look at I played with this some years ago with some people, and when I gave them the option, I said, okay, if you had the option to go back into your past and relive your life with the consciousness that you have right now, would you want to do so? And some have said yes, I would like to do that. So even when we did a regressional aspect of it and allowed them to go through, even though we were tapping into the soul and their subconscious mind, going back into that part of their life, and now, of course, everything that was unfolding would create different choices, because now there's another level of consciousness being applied. What was so interesting was, there's two parts to it. The first part was, you lose the appeal very quickly, first of all, because when you're living it, it's fun for a short while. But then you start seeing, well, look at all this. You know, everything is in a very different state. And now it feels even more difficult to maneuver through it because my consciousness supersedes the collective consciousness of that time. And when we're projecting the first part. So in essence, it becomes very lack of luster in it after a short while. The other thing that comes up is you notice that as you're making choices, because your consciousness is different, of course the experience is going to be different. You're not going to create the same thing. You're going to find it very difficult to create alignments with other playmates. Because those playmates that you originally had, for example, say you were in school and you were bullied, and now you're much more conscious, and I'm ready to be bullied and really reflect and respond very differently. What happens is because your consciousness is different, your energy is different, the bullies won't even look at you, won't even come close to you because they're at a different frequency than you are, and there is no need for you to be able to have that experience. So the alignment doesn't match. And then they'll notice, why is that happening? I wanted to go back to experience because I want to alter it. Well, you would actually have to lower your frequency again and let go of a certain level of consciousness for that period of time to restage it and then bring that consciousness back to relive it in that form. It's very slippery how you could see how the whole thing dances there. So at this point, what we're doing is we're wrapping all of that stuff up really in real time, right? And as we're experiencing this right now, it's great. You know, whatever comes up, we're going to walk into it, play with it, and then it's just going to transform around you. Everything starts to change anyways. So the purpose of the retreat is to really go there and play with that, play with the different energies, to play with the free, giving yourself really the opportunity, the freedom, and actually the permission to experience and play. Because what happens is when we're in what people call the real world, the day-to-day stuff, it seems a little bit more difficult to maneuver because, in essence, you feel that I need to fit in a certain parameter, a certain box, because people expect me to be this way. My boss expects me to play this role. My wife, my kids, my husband, whatever, partner, playmates, neighbors, family, whatever, all have different expectations within you of how to play the role. So you may feel restricted to be able to do it on a day. Well, when you come to the retreat, you're basically giving yourself, okay, now I can play with others that are willing to play too and create something different. But when you do go back and play in that world of where you had all those restrictions, your viewpoint's very different. Your energy has shifted very different, much more. Your consciousness is different. But we've also activated or stimulated your own template. So in essence, you use your own guidance system. So in essence, if somebody's expecting for you to play a specific role, you are much more in charge of saying, and when I say in charge, in an observer state, to basically say, okay, I'm going to play it this way or I'm not going to play with it. And if I'm going to play with it, I'm not going to get engaged in it in the same way. But it's not the same energy as I don't want to get engaged. It's like I'm going to shape how I want to experience that part of it within the dance of whatever you're going to do within the interaction, say with the work, with the family, with the partners, with whatever, right, in your environment. So it gives you the opportunity to come very different. Now, as you were saying, Antonio, with your own internal navigation, of course, we all have our own internal navigation. But within our navigation, you know, a lot of times we feel, we believe, we take on the concept, is if my higher self is guiding me, then my life is always going to look fantastic in the view of the ego. So the view of the ego is it should look like this. And why does it look like this? Because others have it this way. So I want part of that. So it may stream it. So in essence, in my conversation with people and when I'm working with people, is I want to contact my higher self so I can make the best choices. I can go where I need to go, and my life will be different. You know, I will attract abundance and this and whatever else. You know, whatever belief systems is that. So I want my guidance system to give me a better life. Well, your guidance system basically at this point is for your highest good at all times. So your guidance system is basically going to say, okay, let's take a look at what is best for you at this time to advance you and shift your thought patterns and start to shift your reality to match where we choose to be at this time for the highest good of ourselves and unity consciousness or our collective consciousness or whatever you want to call it, oneness consciousness, because that, we're all in it to play together. So if that means that you need to create intense experiences, experiences that will one way or another at the ego mind turn around and say, well, that's a rotten deal. Look at what's happening to me. I'm being pushed around or bullied or victimized or something of that nature. Well, as a higher aspect of yourself is saying, well, we need to get this part wrapped up, so we're going to go there so that we can break through some of these scenarios. For example, somebody may have all of a sudden have an illness of some sort and say, well, why do I have this illness? What did I attract? What was I thinking? Well, you weren't so much thinking. The thinking is the reactive part of it and the judgment part of it. But in actual fact, that illness or that experience created a scenario for you to be able to see something very differently or to shift you from the path that you were going to give you an opportunity to create more of an alignment for your highest good and the highest good of everybody that you're playing with. Because the thing is, it's not only for you. Whatever you're experiencing is also for everybody that you connect with around you, all your other playmates, all your family members, and everybody else that you've agreed to connect with on a physical aspect of being present with one another, but also then, of course, the collective. So at this time, it's not just the self-driven anymore. The self goes further. It goes to the self of all aspects of self, really. And so when we're playing with this and when we go back to connecting to our inner self in our own inner guidance will provide whatever we need. Now, it's not purposely going to create intense scenarios unless that is what is necessary to create the shift. It will create opportunities for you to have other experiences that are much lighter until, you know, it's not as feasible, and then, of course, it will intensify it or whatever it is. So, you know, even connecting to our template, our guidance system is always there for highest good. The template would allow us to be able to become more natural. So our natural state, because a lot of people talk about natural state where, you know, our natural state is this and this and this and this and this and whatever it may be, because there's a lot of those natural states are not really our natural state. You know, the fight and flight, you know, survival, all of that, that's not our natural state. Those are programmed states. Our natural state is to be with ease. Our natural state is to flow. Our natural state is neutrality. Our natural state is ultimate love. Our natural state is just to create, experience, grow, expand, utilize every facet of ourselves. That's our natural state. Our natural state is, hey, great, I've created this. Let me play with this. Let's go for it and be totally engaged with all of it and just experience it. That's our natural state. Our natural state is ease. Our natural state is to use our being state in our human form so that we can use the human form in even much more enriched way than we ever have before. I'm going to stop at this moment and let you guys carry on.
No, just carry on.
Jan, just carry on. But I also want to bring up that we also want to create this the retreat with having, you know, not just having a sit back lecture mode, but to have a lot of processes. I know Sifu James is going to assist by helping people to connect to what we call the medicine level. Sifu James, why don't you talk about why don't we talk a little bit about that?
Okay. As you all know, that I usually play with energy. And then what we discover, there's a certain energy plane that exists that we can tap on. In actual fact, there's a lot of energy plane. As long as you can plug into that energy plane, you will have the communication capability with that energy plane. Now, for those who were attending my workshop, we demoed the 8 inches energy plane, the 3 feet that's got the gamma energy plane, and now we're fooling around with the other level, what we so call the medicine level, if you try to figure out what's wrong with you in terms of health status, you can just go to that point and say, okay, what's wrong with me? Then you will have the understanding what causing that illness or what causing that experience that you're going to have. Then you can, they also provide you with an answer with a fix to it. Now, if time permit, we may go to the 15 feet. That's the time you may also able to experience a big shift of energy there. So it all depends on what how much time we have on the retreat. And that's what we're going to experience. We're going to experience a shift. Okay? All right? So see you guys all there.
That's all I was going to say. No, and this is part of what we've been working on when we were talking about having an inner template. But part of the shift with the energy is within the workshop, doing processes so that you're not reliant on someone like Sifu James or even on Franco to walk yourself through. And of course, the best way to do that is, although we will have a lot of guidance from Franco and from Sifu James, is to do it yourself. So this workshop is very much more a hands-on, and also then trying on each other, so that you can have the experience of it. Because once you experience it and see it within yourself, you sort of open yourself up to more of that. It opens up yourself to a better understanding. Like Franco was talking earlier on about how, you know, very often in the spiritual world, the law of attraction has dominated, which is, everything has a purpose, but really the law of attraction has been used as another kind of, like, you know, get me my stuff list. If I be happy and grateful every day, I better get my stuff, and my stuff is a relationship, and it's this, and it's this, and it's this. So, and although that served, if we go back to our experience is to play. You know, when we, like, if you look at Sifu's life and James, Sifu's life and Franco's and ours, you know, our lives to the outside world is not perfect. You know, we're busy, we have a lot of stuff going on, but we know we're here to experience, to learn, and to assist. So we keep doing that, even though sometimes, if you were to look at our everyday circumstances, you wouldn't expect us to be living that kind of a life, because we too have challenges and things to come across. But the difference is how we look at it. And that's what we talk about, that template. You know, like how you approach change. Everything in life is change. I think that's a quick lesson we usually tell our kids, is everything in life will always be change. So the difference is how we approach it. When you're a young child, change is great. Change is fun. Yahoo, let's do this. Let's change this, do that. Let's go here. Let's go there. But as we become more entrenched in, you know, the 3D world, it becomes much more difficult to change or to try new things or to be open to other things. And this is what the retreat will assist with, is with first having an experience of that, you know, an experience of these different energy planes Fu James is talking about. How does it feel to be that? Because we are all source. We are everything. But in order to exist on this beautiful planet Earth, we start putting filters on to shut off frequencies. We start taking on belief systems to experience life a certain way. So we're here to remember. We're here to learn, to relearn. Well, I wouldn't say relearn. We're here to remember. And so the retreat is, in part, is to start, first of all, lifting off more of those belief systems, or lifting off more of what we call as veils, so that we can pull that off, so that you have just more clarity it is as you're moving forward. Anything more you want to add to that, Franco? Sifu James?
Yeah, the what you said there about holding ourselves. See, the thing is, with even with what James will be doing, is giving us the opportunity to access these higher energy points. And from those higher energy points, whatever we're experiencing looks very different, and we have much more access there to create alterations within ourselves. And those alterations will become much more fluid and easily to be done in a way that will, you know, alter our reality and how we choose to experience it. So if somebody is having a health issue based on a particular energy that they're in because of the fact of what they've been experiencing and perceptionalizing in their experience, then they're holding themselves in a different energy, lower energy. But when we do the process with, or what James is going to do with the process of raising the energy and accessing those other energy points and other, you know, your state of consciousness shifts, your energy within yourself shifts, so you can create something different within the physicality, which a lot of times is referred to, you know, healing. But in actual, what you're doing is creating an alteration from a higher view vantage point or viewpoint to and also to give you the access codes, really, because in those energy we have access codes that we can utilize, where in a lower state we don't seem to be able to see it. For example, even when somebody's having an experience, a low day, the smallest little thing that doesn't really go well in their day-to-day life may seem huge, may seem detrimental, may seem like a futile. But if you're in a good state of being and your energy is high, the same irritation or the same thing that does not, may not be even an issue at all. You may look at it and say, oh, okay, well, whatever, and you adjust it and move on. So this is the point with what James does, and James can correct me, is that we get to access from a level where you're not in it to the same degree, and you have a very different vantage point and coming from a higher state of consciousness, a more of a creator state. So as a creator state, you see it more as a creation, and you're able to work with it much more easily and much more efficiently through whatever you need to alter within yourself. So a lot of times people talk about we get into a stuck state. Well, then when we go through a process like James is going to do, it actually, that stuck point disappears when you're in those other levels of energy, because in essence, for you to stay in the stuck state, you have to be in that lower energy anyways. From that point, you can make alterations and go, oh, okay, that's some of those areas I've been getting bound up in, and I can alter that, and I can change that or change the energy and the consciousness around that, so that you, even when you go back into that play, you're much more able to just maneuver through it very easily. The other thing, too, is when you're when we're having these experiences, like you were saying, Antonia, people go away from the retreat with the tools, with the capability to access it themselves, so they become self-reliant in a sense. So if something comes up, something they want to play with, something they want to view from a different vantage point or create another access point, then they can go through the process of doing it themselves, and they will be able to. So the day-to-day stuff that they may get bound up with here and there, they'd say, oh, okay, great, then tonight or later I'm going to play with this. I'm going to access those realms of energy and or frequencies and states of consciousness, and I'm just going to go in there and look at it. But you're not going to go in there and say, well, I got to fix this tonight for sure because this is not good. You just say, okay, well, I'm going to alter it or look at it at a different vantage point. Because a lot of times what happens, even if you get into that little vantage point, you get to see more the purpose of why it's there in the first place. So you're going to enter it. Even if you're going back to the same state to a certain degree, you're going to enter it with a different consciousness altogether and say, oh, okay, I see the purpose in this, so I'm going to utilize it much more, rather than something is happening to you and it's beating the crap out of you and you're not liking it. You're going to see it as, oh, I see the purpose of this, and I see all the orchestration and all the playmates that are involved in this, and I'm going to, this is what I'm here to learn from it or express or experience through it, so I'm going to go into it and do it that way. And the other thing is, too, with some of the processes that I will be doing also, will be really to work in our own operating system, and we're going to take a look at some of the parts that we've had little challenges with, and we're going to play with that and also walk away with some tools how to create those alterations. So with the combination of some of the techniques I'll be showing with the techniques that James Fu you'll be pretty well equipped to go out and play and have some fun with life and really lighten up on the journey. Because if you're entering life in a lightened state rather than something of heaviness, it becomes a little different to play with, because it becomes then change. It's not the scary monster that we've created within our mind. And like you were saying, Antonio, as kids, I mean, we're always looking for change. We always like to experiment, experience, adventure into something new. When we get to a different state of maturity, we get caught up in the idea that our security depends on stability. It depends on, you know, having things a certain way, a certain place, you know, have certain connections and so forth. And which is fine to experience, it's fine to be part of that, but we outgrow that pretty quickly. So there's a part of you that fights and says, we want something different, and the other part of you turns around and says, no, we can't let this go, because this is not only what we know, this is how we identify ourselves, and this is where we get our security. Where the other part of you says, forget about the security, let's go have some adventure, let's go have some fun, let's go have some unknown, let's go have some experiences that don't know what it's going to take out, and give us the opportunity to really use our imagination, our creativity into play. So you have the two sides of it. So we get to see the two sides, we get to play with the two sides and be able to merge them, so that, you know, when we move into the dance of life from this point, it becomes much more light and playful.
And I think what you're saying, one of the biggest keys is light and playful,
mm-hmm.
and being able to put yourself back into that state quickly, because, you know, things always happen all around us. It's very easy to get pushed to be upset about something or to have somebody upset around you. But to be able to kind of go, okay, and put yourself quickly back into that lightened state, and then you become the observer. You become the observer watching it out. It doesn't mean that you don't care or that you're detached, but you're really watching it more like a play. And then you choose if you want to get your emotions engaged or not. And I think as humans, most of us are taught, well, if an emotion is engaged, then you just react with an emotion. So if somebody triggers you, if somebody's triggering you to anger, then it's anger. But when you can remain in a lightened state and you have some tools at your disposal to assist you with that, then someone could be off being really angry, and you're not. And it's pretty cool to kind of go, oh, look at that. I didn't react like I used to. And it's okay that he or she or they are still having that reaction. I'm okay with them having that reaction. I don't need to change their reaction, but I'm okay with it. And I think that's a really cool thing to observe in yourself and your life, to kind of go, wow. I didn't get triggered into anger, or I didn't get triggered into sadness. I was able to let the experience happen and then start being the observer. And I think that's where you get into a more lightened state. And that's part of the tools that we want to give everybody at the retreat.
Excellent.
Anything more you want to add to that, Sifu James?
No.
Everyone.
Just hope to see them all there.
Yes. Let me just see if we have any questions coming in. Let me just give everybody a little bit of a chance. So question. Okay. So questions about, if you're not able to attend live, is there another way to access it? Right now, we're not in a position to set up for there being a remote access, meaning to be able to do the live stream. I need a whole technical team to do that, and unfortunately they're not available for that June weekend. So I'm seeing what I can do, but right now it's most likely 99% that we will not be able to do live streaming for this event. If that does change, then you'll know for sure that I'll make an announcement and send that out, but that's where it's at. And the next question is there anything we can do to get ready and prepare for the retreat? So what do you two think?
What do you think, James?
Well, just be happy and join us.
Well, I would suggest at this point in time to jot down some of the challenges and some of the things that they may be coming up, or something that they may feel as a trying or a huge obstacle or something of that nature. If you jot that down, jot it down. It's actually really nice because you just do it on one side of the paper, say on the left side of the paper, and then time to time look at those obstacles or whatever you may have written down, and just throw a answer on the side if it comes to you, even if it may sound stupid or anything of that nature. And then actually you can take that with you and have it with you there. We may not be going reviewing it through, but just to bring that that part of the challenges within yourself. And what happens is, if we're going through the processes and as we're going through the weekend or retreat, you'll notice a lot of those things will get addressed and a lot of those things will become much more crystal clear of how to maneuver through it and what is there the purpose for it. So the point is because a lot of times we feel that we have a lot of stuff that we're dealing with, but when we write it out, it does two things. One, you're expressing it on paper so you don't have to keep thinking about it all the time. And you may have certain triggers or dance that may come up time to time within it. But in essence, by writing it down, you're basically making a list of all the different things you play with. And if you look at it time to time prior to the retreat, you'll see that the vantage point may change, the viewpoint may change. You may have different answers to address it, and then go through the experience of the retreat. And then when you go back at some point, look at it through again, and you'll be able to see that all of them have actually shifted in your own reality and your own experience. So it actually is an added confirmation of what is, that you've gained through the process, but also how you've changed because your viewpoint has changed. And because a lot of times, we don't see that as much. But the rest of the thing, the next little while, just play with life. I mean, in the whole aspect, like James said, just enjoy every part of it. Everything is an experience. It's all created. You're not going to have any experience that's not self-created. And when I say that, I want to make it very clear. It is not self-created by negative thoughts or any of those other ideas. The negative thoughts are part and parcel that may accentuate it to some degree. But realistically, they're created there for a very specific purpose because it is still serving you in one way or another, because there are things that you need to complete, to learn from and move on from. So in essence, just be okay with whatever is presenting and go and play with it, because you've orchestrated, created it for a very specific purpose for your own highest opportunity for advancement, growth, and fun. Really, it's really for fun. Because, how many times have you seen in your life where, you went through a point in your life where it seems so traumatic, so intense, so life, how can you say it, altering or whatever you want to call it, and then sometime later, even a while later, you look at it again and you can laugh at it because it seems like, wow, why did I ever get engaged? Why did I get engaged on that level? Because basically it's changed. So see your life as that all the time. See it as, okay, let's go play. Let's go and experience whatever we choose to experience at this point, and be okay with what we are creating, because nothing is coming to you. You're not the victim. Okay, as much as a lot of even the spiritual world will reflect that you need to get out of the victim state and whatever else. Okay, that's a state that we create, and yes, we can learn it, but we're truly never a victim. We create the reality of or the perception of victimization, that you're being victimized, but in essence, you're just creating a dance so that it looks that way so you can have a certain experience. So in essence, you're not going to have any experience that is not for your highest good one way or another, if it looks good or bad, period. So go out and play, because you're going to have only what is going to be best with you. And whenever you play, you're going to notice things are going to change. Like the example that Antonia was saying, where, somebody triggers you, for example, to get angry, right? the person is getting angry at you, so you may reflect as anger. So you move forward with your tools and whatever else. You made a shift within yourself, so you're no longer getting angry. Now, that person may still need to have the anger experience, but you'll notice that since you're in that very light, playful, neutral state, even if they even try to attempt to be angry, they'll notice it's going to be very difficult to be angry with you or to engage while they're in your presence. So your environment, your reality actually alters the roles that others would play. So in essence, you know, play with all of this. This is really something you've created to entertain and to expand and to grow within it and so forth. And life is not serious. We make it look that way. Because, you know, even in a being state, nothing is serious. We're creating dreams. We're creating realities. We're playing within the realities. We're projecting all types of things. It's just a way of expressing, experiencing ourselves in a grander and grander fashion, even though we started off with a lower state of consciousness because we created it that way. And that's it. So, yeah. Be prepared to have some fun in the retreat and to come back transformed and to also walk away with tools that will help you day to day to maneuver through it, you know. And, you know, to maneuver through it is not something that has to be difficult. Maneuvering through it is just basically just flowing, really. So a better word for it is just to flow with life.
Mm-hmm.
Life is made for fluidity. You know, if you're not rigid with your ideas, beliefs, perceptions that you've adopted, as you become more pliable, when you become more flexible, you will notice that it doesn't matter whatever is playing, you mold accordingly to it. So even if somebody, for example, I was talking to Antonio earlier, where, you know, a couple ended up losing their house, loses their everything, and they're in motion now all the time. They never know where they're going to be next. At first, it was devastating. It's almost like our whole life is destroyed. We have nothing to live for any longer because everything that we had is evaporated. That's what they started with, you know, because they identified with their stuff. They identified with a home. They identified with jobs. They identified with, you know, what they represented to other playmates in their life, being other people. When all of that shattered and when all of that collapsed and every part of it disappeared, they had lost all their reference points. And then, of course, the first thing that came up is being judged. You know, with the idea, what are people thinking of me? You know, because here I had, you know, a nice business and I had a great home. I had this, 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 and this, and now I have nothing. But so they went through that phase where they had to really look at how much importance they applied to all of that, which was fantastic. They had their tears. They had their moments. They had their, you know, crashes of, you know, burn downs or whatever, burn ups or whatever you want to call it, you know, meltdowns, let's call it that, in going through all of that. But here we are looking at a year and a half or so later, and here are these two now. It's like, we don't know where we're going to go next. We could be couch surfing next week or whatever it is, someplace. But they're enjoying every part of it, and they become much more fluid. So things are starting to change for them now. Even other things are starting to come up and whatever else. But they don't identify with stuff anymore. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to go through that. I'm not saying that. But that's what they needed. And at that time, as horrible as it was, now they see it as a blessing. Because they really orchestrated from a higher state of consciousness, a higher state of beingness, their true essence, their inner guidance, said, listen, you're too identifying with your stuff, and you're not moving forward the way you chose to move forward before you came here and what you've agreed to utilize what we're going through right now. So in this essence, we're going to need to take all this stuff out of your way so that you can actually experience what you need to experience so that you can move forward and then be that fluid being. So now you can see them, and here's this fluid being or couple of beings that are playing with it. You know, and I know somebody can turn around and you mentioned it, Antonia. Well, what happens with the kids? You know, if you have kids and you have a sense of responsibility, it's the same thing. It doesn't matter who the playmates are with you. It doesn't matter if you have one kid or 10 kids. Those kids are all signed up, all agreed upon, and all are going to have whatever experience is best for them. it's not up to the responsibility of mom to, or dad to create a certain reality for them. They may take that on and they will play with it. But the thing is, applying that situation scenario with that couple and seeing that, you know, their world evaporated and they had three kids. They don't, but if they had three kids with them at the time, guess what? The kids will go through the same thing, and they will basically create a different way of experience. And even though they're moving from place to place, they would have adventured going from school to school or whatever else they needed to experience. But it is still for the children's highest good. It's not that they got dealt a lower hand of cards because their parents didn't make it, or that they screwed up, or they made a poor choice. No, the choice was perfect. It was collaborated together. And this is the thing. We always do it together. So if you're going to shift, even on a personal level, and you go back to your family dynamics, and your family dynamics expects you to be where you were before, your highest good, your highest state of being is to be truly that new you that you are, that is emerging, and to play at that level. And as much as they may not enjoy it at first, which is just the reaction to create a testing point for yourself, in your highest good for yourself and the highest good for them, because in the back end, where they're saying at their higher aspect of yourself, yes, be yourself, for I need to have that exposure so I can alter myself through my human experience. So then coming in, and that's what you do. You're coming in with that natural state of you, wherever you're going. So in essence, we are only going to have whatever's best that serves us at all points. You cannot make a mistake. Even if you do something negative, perceived as negative, that negativity would have served you to have that experience because it's required for that point in time, but also all the other parties that are involved. But it doesn't mean you stay there. That will alter because it's like a role that you were given. Like I said to people, you know, you get together with a bunch of people and you start a movie and you're doing the movie. Everybody's going to play the role during the movie. Once the movie stops or the set ends for the end of the day or comes to the end of the movie, everybody lets go of their role, walks up to each other and gives each other a high five and say, hey, great, you played a fantastic role. We'll be loving to play with you tomorrow and so forth. And walk away being their natural state or whatever that may be, because they're not playing the role any longer in the movie. But they're going to meet again tomorrow, the next day, or whenever they're going to play another movie and to play those roles. But again, it's just a role. And that's how we play life here. We're playing a role. But at the higher aspect of ourselves, the inner knowing and ourselves is basically high-fiving each other's higher aspect of each other. Say, fantastic, thank you for kicking my ass today or playing this particular role. Because, again, I agreed for me to have that because that was best at that moment, right? And I know we've talked about, you know, it's not long-term agreements because everything is fluid right now. So, anyways, I said my piece for the moment. I'll let you take over again, Antonia and James.
Well, we just have, as we always get asked, about being able to open up, how much further can we open up the third eye, and what new, in order to assist ourselves, our human bodies going forward, with the 5D energies that are coming into the planet. And for those of you that are new to us talking about 5D energies, what we're talking about is, you know, the current world that we mostly all know is a 3D world, right? It's a very physical world. It's where you were taught to, you have your parents, you go to school, you work hard, you get a job, and then when sometime later on in life you get to be happy when you retire, and take care of grandkids, so on and so forth. And then you have the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, all this stuff, or we have to destroy the earth in order to build things. That's all part of this 3D world. And that world, as you've noticed by looking around, is starting to dissolve. And the planetary, there are energies coming in to assist us to move into the fifth dimension. We kind of moved through the fourth dimension, and as of March, about mid-March, we started going into the fifth dimensions for the planet. So when we talk about, often we talk about, okay, so what else is happening, not just to the planet, but to the physical body, what's happening to us. And we always often get asked about, you know, how much more can the third eye open up? How much more information can we take in? And is there more additional energy centers opening up around the body that we'll, but we will be having more access to as we go further and further in the, into the fifth dimension with planet Earth?
Do you want to start off with James? Do you want me to kick it?
I'll leave that to you.
Okay. The purpose of our third eye, basically at this point in time, is to access other vantage points. It's basically accessing clusters of consciousness from different aspects of yourself. But it also it accesses us to collective different levels of collective consciousness. Now, the degree of our third eye access will depend on what we can still utilize as part of our experience. Now, if we're very 3D, very materialistic, very caught up in our linear world and linear thought patterns, then us accessing much more of the third eye can be quite shocking because, in essence, you'll see stuff that you cannot understand. And not only that, it levels of consciousness that will not make sense because of the fact that we're still in a confined box, so it's outside of our perceptional level at the mind level, so it may not be too much because it will force you to shut down. For example, you know, somebody will be all of a sudden be able to see other realms and other information from different levels of consciousness and then will not be able to relate it to this reality, may cause reinforced depression or whatever it is. So I'm not saying it's not going to open. It's going to open to the degree that you're ready. So as you're going through the various stages in your life, what happens is the veils over the third eye start to dissolve and to lift so that you have more access to it. Now, what's happening is with the energies coming through, it's expediting everything. So we're moving a lot more quickly so that allows us to open our third eye a little bit quicker than before. But as we open it, it stretches our mind a little bit more. But we, because of everything that's changing with us, we'll be able to utilize it a lot more quickly, the information, rather than, you know, being shocked. So the misconception is we open our third eye and we arrive. We have it all. We have the answers. We have everything that we need. Well, it doesn't work that way, because if we're not ready for it, if we're not, you know, attuned to having different levels of access, guess what? It's just too much. It's too much because a lot of this levels of consciousness we're not ready for. So this is why we have these veils and filters, because they actually stream down what we have access to the level of readiness that we are. And the same thing with our access veils to the soul, because the soul itself, you are able to gain a tremendous amount, because the soul has an enrichment state, because first of all, the soul itself is of sourceness in itself, as much as in that, but it also has access to all the different lives, the Akashics, whatever you want to call it, from everything that you've experienced from your own. And I'm not talking about creation in the physical form, creation of in its matter existence. So, but at the same time, the veils will dissolve as you'll be able to access, so you'll be able to maneuver much more through it. So will these processes help with the third eye? Well, what it will do, the process will create a shift in your mind, it will shift in your energy field, it will shift in your experiential realm. So it will allow you to become much more open and be able to be more receptive, because a lot of the barriers, more of the barriers and closed conceptions of life will break down. So then, of course, the veils of the third eye will drop off, so that we have more access points, because we're more ready for these access points to come in. So that's how it works with the third eye. I know there's the belief, you know, we remove all the veils and we got it all. It doesn't work that way. In actual fact, if it does, I mean, you could probably have a nice little overload meltdown too, because now you're getting stuff that's pretty well not filtered, You're talking about other dimensions. You're talking other realities. You're talking about other beingness in other physicalities or streams of physicalities that you'll be accessing. And as much as that may seem like science fiction highlight, movie, you know, drama thing that you can look at, it's not quite as that. But anyways, that's my spiel on the third eye part.
Mm-hmm. Well, just I think what happens very often in the spiritual community is there's this huge push to open the third eye, and especially right now people realizing that things like fluoride in the water are causing calcification in the third eye. So there's almost been this sort of, I want to say almost cultish following to push third eye open, third eye open, third eye. And I know we've always stressed that, you know, the third eye will open as humanity evolves through this transition and shift. Otherwise, it is extremely difficult being able to live, you know, live a daily life here and not knowing that the information that you're seeing. And I think also other part too is that sometimes we think that opening the third eye would solve all our problems because then we'd be able to know better what decisions to make, or we'd be able to understand people better, or be able to access deeper healing and so on and so forth. So I think very often in a lot of programs, opening your third eye is right now being touted as like the panacea, as like the cure for everything, that once you have your third eye open, then everything just falls easily at your hands. And we've always been very cautious when we talk about opening the third eye, because as Franco was saying, and as you know, as Sifu James will easily tell you from his personal experience, that when the reality that you live in does not match all the information coming in, it is very, very difficult to live a daily life, because you do think you basically have gone, it's crazy not being able to know if you're going to put your foot down, if you can go through the floor, or you get information and you don't know when does it pertain to, how does it pertain to, because all of a sudden you have all this data coming at you and you really don't have the filters to be able to see what's relevant or what's not relevant. So we will be working with the third eye to assist to open up as much as is ready to open up for now, but this is not something where we're going in and just boop, opening people up and then expecting you to go home and handle the consequences, because that's not fun.
It's really just assisting to create a shift within themselves so that in actual fact then we'll be ready for more information, so more veils of the third eye will be removed and less filters, so that you'll get some more input. But like you said, you know, the fact of, you know, my third eye is open, I know how to make the best decision, it doesn't work that way at all, because the decision is made from an inner guidance within yourself, and the decisions are made for your highest good that you are choosing, so that you can actually you know, be where you need to be in your reality projection, so that you can create a different way of expressing and experiencing yourself. So it's really for your enlightenment process. So in essence, it's not like I know if I go through door one, I'm going to have all this amazing stuff happening in my life. And that's why I want my third eye opening, so I know which door to open and which step to take. It doesn't work that way. Basically, at this point in time, you're already opening all the perfect doors. You're stepping where you need to be, even when it slaps you right in the face or kicks you in the butt. You're going exactly where you need to go, based on what you need at that time for your highest good. Now, of course, as your consciousness shifts and as you no longer need certain particular experiences, of course, you're not going to be making choices that will take you where you need your ass kicked more often. You're basically making choices that you are going to move you in a different direction, maybe something. But, you know, the thing is, the highest aspect of yourself does not see good or bad. It basically sees various opportunities to create an alteration within yourself so that you can gain more enlightenment and go down the path you need to go of what you need to experience at this point in time. So the third eye doesn't give that. It's actually a source point where you could utilize different energies, different states of consciousness, and see different things as you need it, when you need it, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, so the alteration causes, and then the third eye stuff follows. It's the other way around.
Yeah. So actually one of the comments or questions come in, it's actually a great one, is, so as the veils are lifted, our third eye opens more. Is that to suggest that calcification of the pineal gland is dissolved as the veils are lifted? Or do we need to do as much as possible to eliminate the calcification physically as well?
Did you want to say anything on that, James?
As I understand the whole process, when your frequency is shifting to a higher degree, your vibration will get those whatever that's blocking your third eye will be dissolved, right? So
right.
It all depends how you vibrate.
Mm-hmm.
So this during this retreat, that's what we're there to help you to learn how to vibrate better.
Yeah, so even the calcification that occurs starts to break down, because basically even the calcification is a certain state of frequency and energy, really. So I wouldn't struggle so much calcifying the pineal gland, but if you're drawn to things that create more calcification, then you're still playing in a very lower state of consciousness, because you're still ingesting things that will support that lower. But if you're still exposed to the environment and your frequency increases, of course, the calcification breaks down, but it will also no longer build anyway. And the same thing, like James was saying, as your vibration increases, and that's what part of the process of the retreat will do, as your vibration increases, of course, your whole experience changes. The way you process things changes, and your viewpoint changes. So in actual fact, more of the veils will come off because you're able to access more. And at a higher vibration, things look very different, and it will be more suited for you to have more information coming through.
Mm-hmm. So the question following that is then, so what then is actually the benefit of opening the third eye?
I would.
If you. Yeah,
go
sorry.
Go ahead, James.
Go ahead.
Opening the third eye will allow you to take on the information. But as you said before, if you are not ready to learn how to process the information, is a hindrance rather than helping you to look at everything in front of you.
Exactly.
Okay?
Mm.
Perfectly said.
Yeah. I know that right now it's been tutored, it's really being tutored a lot is what we need to do right now to shift humanity and to move with the shift. Is everybody, as many people as possible, need to open up their third eye. I know that's very strong out there in a lot of communities. It's not an approach we take. We take that the third eye is in an opening process. And yes, if you're drawn to more healthy ways of being that don't result in pineal calcification, you know, most notably is fluoride, for example, in the water. If you're more drawn to having water that's more natural without added fluoride, then by all means do that, right? For sure, but that we have more of the point of view that as we work together to release belief systems, release, or let's call them veils, to acknowledge within each other that we have these veils to be released as we learn to enjoy and experience more what life is here, then the third eye will open as the vibration on the planet shifts up and as the vibration of humanity shifts up. And it will keep opening as that, because then for the third eye to be completely open, humanity would have to be at a state where, you know, it's telepathically communicating. It can instantly communicate with one another. We know we have different filters to be able to sort information coming through, because as Franco was saying, you know, there's clusters of information from different areas coming through. And so we're not at that stage yet. It's not a good, a bad, or a wrong. It's just that we're still evolving. And we have more the approach of, as we go through it, everything will open, should be opening, in perfect timing, so that you're not all of a sudden being hit with so much data that you don't know what to do. I know that Sifu James has explained his experience of it before, and Franco has shared often what it's like to have all this data coming at you. You don't know, and we're not at a vibration or a state on planet Earth right now where we can handle that. You have to be completely alone on a mountaintop, not influenced by anything, be able to just sit through and sort through all these things, and we're not. We're all living in cities. Most of us are living in cities or close to other people. We're dealing with, you know, still eating food, all those other things. So we're not yet in a state to be completely opening up the third eye. Right?
Like anything, yes. It's like anything. I mean, you want stuff that you can utilize now. It's like, it's fine to know about all, you know, get all this additional information. But, you know, at some point is, how can I utilize it? How could I use it now, today? Because this is what my reality looks like. This is what I'm moving through. I need to utilize what, I need to gain whatever I can utilize now. It's like the hands-on tools for today, for example. So what happens with the third eye and the pineal gland is it's like this. It's like someone being in grade three. They are able to read grade three level, understand grade three level, and all of a sudden you're brought to this library full of university level information. And then you're here to decipher what this information is. It's way above your level of consciousness at that point in time. You're not going to understand it. You may not even be able to read it because most of the words don't even make any sense. But then we take you to another section of the library, and now you're having resources that are from another world, from another level of expression experience, from different beings and so forth. So you're going to have all this information, but you're still at the grade three level at that point in time. You could look at it and say, well, what am I supposed to do with all of this? You know? And it's the same thing. I mean, in my own personal experience, yes, I have access to all of that. But in essence, I had to cut most of it off, because what happens is, you're going to say, well, how can I use all of this right now to assist humanity to move forward? I don't need to know the habitat way of how it is on planet, on the Pleiades do things, or the Syrians do this, or the Turians do this, or how it is on the other side of the universe, or how they've experienced it as source consciousness. I mean, even some of the stuff I share already, you know, some people find it very difficult, and I don't even go there. But so you got to look at it and say, okay, as much as all this access is here, I need to only access the part that I can actually utilize to assist people to move forward, and also as a collective consciousness or as a human, you know, human being here, how to utilize this information to change our experience, you know. One of the things that comes up with people is that they get bored or feel that life is so limited here, so that it becomes also interesting to experience something outside. But then, like you were saying, Antonia, you all live in this world. If you're on a Himalayan mountain, and you're basically, you can just stay in whatever reality you want without, you know, coming back to so much in the third dimensional consciousness. So much, then you could spend more time there. But in essence, we're still playing in the game of life here, because of course we are where we need to be. So in essence, you can say, okay, well, what can I use now and utilize as part of my experience, and the rest of it doesn't matter at this moment. As things continue to change, I can process more information, and I can go into other realms and experience much more of that. Because there's many times I've been had stuff dumped into my consciousness. You know, it seems like it's dumped. It's just coming in. And I, you know how many times I've said, what am I supposed to do with all of this? You know, this is great, but, you know, I can't utilize this stuff. I can't even share it. How do I even start to share it? Because there's not even a language to explain it. Because it is coming from a different level of reality. It's not something that most people can even understand. I have a difficult time sometimes understanding it. Even though I have a bigger perspective in most of it, it still at times is like, what am I supposed to do with this? And then I understand that some of it is for the back end work, whatever it is. But, you know, so that's kind of our viewpoint on the third eye and you know, of what we're going to gain along the way.
I Excellent. Okay, I think that unless we have any more questions coming in, we're pretty good for tonight. So please do visit on the left-hand side of the webcast. There's the click here for more retreat information, or please go to masterpeacelife.com, jamesfu.ca, or francodinicola.com, and you'll see on the right-hand columns there is the Creating a New World Template Retreat, where you can be directed to the page that contains all the information on the retreat, the date, the time, so that you can see if you're flying in, all the schedule is available there for you. Currently, it's June 12th, 13th, and 14th here in King City, which is just north of Toronto. It's only a 20-minute cab ride from the airport, so very, very easily accessible. We've set up a special discount rate for staying at Kingsbridge for those of you that live in the area and would like to save a little bit more money and just come in for the day. You can do that. The retreat cost, including all the meals and snacks and coffee and tea breaks, is just $460 for attending for the day. And then if you choose to add on an evening overnight package, if you're choosing to have your own room for single occupation, then it's just $95 a night. And if you're choosing to room with somebody else to have two people staying in the room, then it's just $60 a night, which is amazing because, as I said before, Kingsbridge usually bill out the rooms at about $200-ish dollars a night. So they're really working with us to make this affordable for people. So please do that. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me at info@masterpeacelife.com. That's info@masterpeacelife.com. If you don't get an answer right away, then please just try again, because sometimes, one, there's spam filters, and two, I do get a lot of email, and sometimes it just takes a little bit longer to get back to people. But please do that. And other than that, we'd love to have you with us, and we will do our best to make the information available to those that attend. We all wish you could be there with us. Anything else you want to say in closing, James?
Yeah. Just come and join us.
Yeah.
Be fun. Have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Anything you want to say, James, in closing?
No, that's Twinkle.
That's Twinkle, sorry.
That's Twinkle, not
Well, I mean, it's us coming together. It's very powerful. It's a beautiful opportunity. I always invite people to be part of it, because it is not only transforming, but if anything, one thing I find with retreats is it's like a vacation times on steroids, because in actual fact, the energies, like, you can go on a holiday to some tropical place, for example, or, camping, and it is very nurturing in ways to be in the environment or to be in nature or something like that. With the retreat, you're not only in nature, you're with like-minded states of being, people, and also we play with various different energies, different levels of consciousness, and really gives you an opportunity to be that kid in an adult body, to experience yourself much more fully and to really engage in something that you've yearned inside to be able to access again. Even though it's always there, you're able to access. So the environment is very conducive for you to feel really expanded within it. So it's always great, because I mean, of all the retreats we've had, everybody always enjoys it. Everybody feels renewed. Everybody feels like they've gone through a reset. They always leave different than anything else. So it's always well worth it, regardless. So if you feel guided to be with us, please come and join us, because we'd love, the more the merrier, because the more we collect, and the more powerful it is, because it's powerful for each other, because we support what we need to do within ourselves, but we also create a very powerful template for the rest of humanity on the planet to utilize. I mean, we don't do anything just for ourselves. We can't possibly do so, as much as we may believe so. But in essence, we're doing it for the whole. And guess what? Whatever we do as a whole or what we do for all of humanity comes back to us anyways, because we are part of that humanity. We're part of this environment. So if the world changes because of our actions, our choices, how we play, how we do things, and it starts to reflect in others around us, our environment gets enhanced in it anyway. So, you know, it's great. So I invite everybody to come. I look forward to have as many beautiful souls and playmates to be with us. And like I said, we'll have a lot of fun doing so. And it's always great to work with James and with Antonia and to really team up and create a beautiful, beautiful dance and expression and playfulness. And what better place to be in nature than at the Kingbridge Center and all the energies there, because it is not like a regular venue like we've had before in the past and other venues. It's energetically charged, and it's a very powerful spot to be able to do that. So that adds to the conduciveness of our retreat.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And as Frankel says, it's like, and everybody that comes, it's become a big family. And you definitely, mm-hmm. when you're there, you feel like you're just amongst family. And it's a great place to get lots of hugs, share information, discuss stuff with each other, reconnect, get rejuvenated. And we really look forward to having these, and we really look forward to all being together.
Yeah, we're not here to sell anybody. It's an invitation. We're just basically allowing people to know what's available there, and you just use your inner guidance to be there. And if you choose, you feel like being there, and you know money's an obstacle or something of that nature, just ask your higher self. Okay. I feel inside that I want to participate. If it is for my highest good, help me make the arrangements to make it possible. And that's it. And just take whatever steps that open up for you, and whatever you need for you to be there will be, you know, presented for you, because you're really creating the opportunity to do so.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So with that, I'm going to wish everybody an absolute incredible evening. We wish you all lots of love wherever you're connecting in or listening to this again. Once again, the website is masterpiecelife.com, francodinicola.com, and jamessu.ca. You can get all the information up there on the summer retreat, creating the new world template. And other than that, please do email me at info@masterpiecelife.com, and we'll gladly discuss whatever we can. And with that, I send you all great love. Namaste, everybody. Good night. Once again, thank you. Thank you, Franco, and thank you, Sifu James, for being here tonight so that we get to all play together. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, and good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.